poems coming out on the train in the 7 sections are poems that have a great truth to them. I think that they are poems of grief and loss. And it's interesting about Irish poetry, even into the contemporary period. There is, to use an unfortunate combination of words, a lot of loss. But that's important. Irish poets write very well about this. And I remember that I think the poem A Trajectory of Grief is a poem I have in mind. There's also something interesting too, which is a form of truth that is important, and that is a celebration of intimacy. For example, the taking up of a doll and being able to recover the sense memories which are wider than the words that are used to describe, as it were, what has taken place in the lifting and the touch of the doll. There are, I think, as well, projections in relation to memory going backwards, but also memory forced forward. And intimacy is very interesting, because I actually am allowed a footnote at this stage on a day like today, insofar as that I think very large categories philosophically and morally have been lost in writing, even in professional writing in philosophy for the last several decades, considerations of sexuality have driven out the wider category of intimacy, and intimacy in turn being neglected has made it impossible to recover the importance of friendship, which is there at the root of classical philosophy, the demands, as we were reminded, the Nicomachean ethics, that the demands of justice, that friendship are greater than the demands of justice. But the intimacy that is in these poems is very important. And also, I think, the poem, for example, the question about ageing. There's a beautiful poem about intimacy, I think, about the young son taking his father for a walk with his Zimmer friend and keeping him steady on the road. He waltzed with him down the country road, trying to stop him from falling as he got used to walking without the Zimmer friend. Glad it was not a street where people would see him taking his dad for a walk. And in this beautiful distillation and compression of the youngster bearing in mind the conception that his peers would have, and at the same time his relationship to his father, and their presence in a moment of intimacy that is both fragile and vulnerable, is beautiful, beautiful work in that poem. I think I like the particular, there's one poem I haven't come to yet, which is my favourite. I liked the treatment of, for example, the relationship between Vincent van Gogh and his brother Theo. Any of us who have read letters to Theo know that, and I have a slight difference of opinion in relation to this poem. I gave a lecture on mood and art in the National Gallery, taking a poet like Patrick Kavanagh and looking at the early work before he leaves the earth and leaving it very too late to become a migrant to the city, too late for the city. And then you take his poem like 8x12, looking through the fanlight and so forth, where he's full of hope. And then later you have a very depressing poem like Pegasus, for example. But what you find in the Van Gogh moment is, for example, Mary's considering from the hospital bed the flowers in another space, and how did this come to be? I think that there's no doubt whatever that the sunflowers is a particular period in Van Gogh's life when he is briefly very happy. There's a great story about the sunflowers, of course, which all of us are important. Arts and culture and citizens of the world should be terrified by. The sunflowers were bought by a Japanese industrialist and put into a safe. Therefore, you had this extraordinary